G'day, Bruce Cameron's my name, and this program is Come All Ye, folk music here on your community FM station in the central west of New South Wales, 2MCE. Today's program begins with a set of tunes led off by Cuailce O'Sullivan, but an accordion player from the south of Ireland who moved from the south of Ireland to the picturesque Victorian town of Warrnambool. He plays with Jim Murray on this track. The tunes we'll hear are Nilfhus Agam, Clumsy Lover, and The Mountain Road, and they're all rather good. We'll be right back.
a black man from southwest of Alice Springs, where the sand is red and the mulga grows. Jimmy left for Queensland to avoid a bit of trouble and to see the cane toads. Jimmy travelled lightly in his old Toyota. He took his sister's swag and his rifle too, a 22. Then driving through the national parks where animals have lost their fear, he came across a big mob of kangaroos and some emus. And he said, ooh, ah. And they didn't get very far. Yeah, he said, ooh, ah. And they didn't get very far. Jimmy made a camp in the channel by the waterhole. He built himself a fire and began to cook. When along came a busload of hungry tourists, they saw Jim there and they stopped to look. One of them said, is that an Aboriginal cultural display that I see over there? But Jim said, now come over, mate, cos there's plenty to share. All he is, don't just stop and stare. And they said, thanks, that sounds great. And they came over and ate. And then they had their fill and they went. And they was happy and Jim was content. In his four-wheel drive and his book of rules 1253, he said, you're not camping in a designated camping spot, and what are all these dead protected animals that I see here? But Jim said, no way, bro, this is my land, this is my food, you can't take this away from me. But the ranger started talking about big fines and even prison cells and showing no signs of clemency. He said, ooh, ah, I think you'd better come with me in the car. Yeah, he said, ooh, ah, put out your fire, come with me in the car. Jimmy didn't like the sound of any of that none. He made up his mind there and there to run. He said, I'm not getting into your four-wheel drive. You're not taking me alive, you'll have to shoot me. Then he ran to the water's edge and jumped in, but he'd eaten too much and he couldn't swim. He said, ooh, ah. When he didn't get very far, yeah, he said, ooh, ah, boop, boop, and he didn't get very far. So if you're ever travelling up that way, Jim's ghost is by the waterhole, so they say. But for myself, I just think it's the wind in the breeze saying, who'll come on?
Yes, a certain similarity between that story. Come on, finish it off. There you go. That's the end of that. That's Sour Sob Bob, a song called Billabong Blues. This may be more familiar to you. This is Dave DeHugard.
There once was a swagman who camped in the billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he looked at the old Billy Boylan, who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda, me darling? Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with me? Waltzin' Matilda, leadin' a water bag. Who'll come a waltzin' Matilda with me? Down came a jumba to drink at the billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee, and he said as he put him away in the tucker bag, "You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, me darling. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me. A waltzing, Matilda, and leading a water bag. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me." Down came the squatter, a-riding his thoroughbred. Down came policemen, one, two, and three. "Whose is the jumbuck you've got in the tucker bag? You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with we. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, me darling. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with we. A waltzing, Matilda, and leading a water bag. You'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with we." But the swagman, he up and he jumped in the water hole, drowning himself by the coolibar tree. And his ghost may be heard as it sings by the billabong, "Who'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me? Who'll come a waltzing, Matilda, me darling? Who'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me? A waltzing, Matilda, and leading a water bag. Who'll come a waltzing, Matilda, with me?"
Unmistakable voice of Dave DeHugard, and the original, supposedly, the original version of Waltzing Matilda. You'll notice his careful use of the pronoun, we. Who'll come a waltzing Matilda with we? Possibly because who'll come a waltzing Matilda with us wouldn't rhyme. The counterpoint, perhaps, to Sow Sob Bob, who came before that with Billabong Blues. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE with Bruce Cameron. Here's another bit of questionable history. This is from Faye Heald's excellent album, Looking Glass. It was released in 2010. Now, if you're a student at all of Jacobite interpretation of history, you may be familiar with Henry Frederick Stuart, the first child of King James VI of Scotland, who later became James I of England. See what you reckon about this interpretation.
That you love best. If they're not there to take their part, choose another with all your heart. King Henry was King James's son, and though the royal race was run, upon his breast he wears a star. Ride away to the ocean far, down on this carpet you shall kneel as sure as the grass grows in the field. Hallelujah bright and a kiss so sweet. Here's the rise upon your feet. King Henry was King James's son, and all the royal race was run. Upon his breast he wears a star. Ride away to the ocean far, ride to the east and ride to the west, and ride to the one that you love best. They're not there to take their part. Ride to another with all your heart. King Henry was King James's son, and all the royal race was run. Upon his breast he wears a star. Ride away to the ocean far.
John Bowden playing fiddle and feet on that track. Fay Heald singing about King Henry. King Henry the Ninth was indeed King James the Third's son. James being the old pretender and Henry's elder brother Charles the young pretender. Charles rather better known than Henry. Bonnie Prince Charlie, that is. The titles were used by some European governments and presumably by some Jacobite supporters. The direct line died out with Henry, partly because he was a cardinal. So indeed, the royal race was run. Change the regnal numbers there if you feel so inclined. Fay Heald, that's a good song, that one. I like that. And John Bowden doing a good job with the fiddle and feet. A couple of tracks now from a great group called North Craig. Haven't heard much of them in recent years, but this album called And They Danced All Night is a cracker. Thank you.
sea, landed the day they captured me. The press gang for the king's army, they wanted me for fighting. They marched me in the barrack square, dandy soldier I do declare. The major's wife, she smiled and stared, I bid myself take warning. But the major saw me march in time, for his batman I would do fine. And I went on down while they did dine and tend his boots each morning. On that first night the major slept, his wife into my bed she crept. She stayed till dawn and then she left, oh she was quite charming. With the sergeant's daughter I did woo, my heart was won, what could I do? But the major's wife, she knew this too, how fair it was forthcoming. Well, a week went by, the news it came, that all hide she was to blame. But the gallant was the good ship's name, that sailed us all that morning. So come all you lads in a warning, major's wife, her heart don't break. Now learn you well of my mistake, I'll fight the war in Flanders.
The end of Press Ganged Paddy as he wanders off into the distance. A song written and sung by John A. Neville, member of the band North Craig, from their album And They Danced All Night. He says, I wrote this song in the early 80s when I found it hard to find any new traditional songs. I don't know where he was looking, but anyway, that one's all right. Press Ganged Paddy, written and sung by John A. Neville. Before that, set of tunes, The Boogie Reel, The Happy Reel, and Knefsky Prospect. All comparatively recent compositions. Knefsky Prospect is, if you see the word prospect in that context, you can think of it as meaning a large street or an area, a residential area, business area. Knefsky Prospect is in Moscow. It's an area famous for buskers, apparently. Carl Hessian wrote that tune. Carl Hessian's a very good piano player, an Irish session-type piano player. One more song, then I'll introduce you to the featured album. The song is called Rolling Home, and it's led by Ed Trickett, with a cast of thousands singing with him.
With you, rolling home, rolling.
sway your halyards. Swing her out and let her go. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old New England. Rolling home, dear land to thee. Up aloft amid the rigging blows a wild and rushing gale, like a monsoon in the springtime, filling out each well-known sail. Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old New England. Rolling home, dear land to thee.
And the waves we leave behind us seem to murmur as they flow. There's a hearty welcome waiting in the land to which you go.
Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home.
Ocean lifts her winds to bring us to that well-remembered shore.
Rolling home, rolling home, rolling home across the sea. Rolling home to old New England. Rolling home.
A common theme for seafaring song, Rolling Home, traditional song there, by a group called the New Golden Ring. The New Golden Ring kind of grew up around Sandy and Caroline Payton, who established an excellent folk music record label called Folk Legacy in Connecticut many years ago. Sandy Payton's gone now, but I don't know whether Caroline Payton is still involved with it. But it was a great label, Folk Legacy, and the New Golden Ring brought together probably two or three dozen artists, all singing and many of them playing instruments. And that song there came from 5 Days Singing, Volume 2, from the New Golden Ring. Okay, today's featured album is called Gaydan, G-A-D-A-N, and it comes from a group called Gaydan, G-A-D-A-N. And I do try to do a bit of research when I feature an album each week, and I did try, but I can't find a lot about these guys. Four musicians, Andrea Verga, he plays mandolin and banjo and sings. Jacopo Ventura plays guitar, bouzouki and sings. Jean Gatti, he plays fiddle. And Lorenzo Testa plays tenor, banjo, mandolin and guitar, and he sings as well. Now, where they come from, judging by the names, or three of them anyway, probably Italian, although Jean Gatti could come from Barcelona. It's a Catalan name, I think. It's described as a new project created by four experienced musicians of Irish, trad and European folk rock. They come with years of experience touring the major European and US traditional and alternative folk music festivals. It usually features two banjos, a tenor banjo and clawhammer banjo, a fiddle, a mandolin, bouzouki and guitar. So it's a strings-only sound with a hint of electronics. This is what they do to an Appalachian song called Shady Grove. This is Gaydon, today's featured album.
Brown, you to darling on my heart till the sun goes down. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. In the fall, if I can have the one I love, I won't have known at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
That's Gaydon from their featured album on the program today, Gaydon. I think they called it New Trad. That was, of course, an Appalachian song, Shady Grove, although it has origins further afield. We'll hear more from them as the program progresses. If you want to check them out as much as you can at the website, it's a little bit limited in the information available. The website is Gaydon Band, G-A-D-A-N-B-A-N-D, Gaydon Band. I'm not even sure what Gaydon means. I did try to find out, but there are a number of different meanings and they're quite diverse. Also, if you want to rush out and book them for a gig near you, one booking contact is in Arona, which is in the Piedmont area of Italy, and there's another one that's in Seattle. Off to Finland we go.
Mm-hmm.
Away they go. Okay, goodbye. That was Vartina. Vartina, a group that's been together a long time, mostly female singers, if not all. The track called Muhinen Nito. And before that, Pekka Kuusisto and the Luomu Players with a piece of music called Oi Jos Iho Juisi. So a couple of contemporary Finnish folk tracks there. We'll have another one now from the featured album. This is Jean's Polka, or it could be Joan's Polka, but considering their fiddle player has the first name Jean, J-O-A-N, Jean Gatti, it's probably his polka.
we sailed from Cork on a windy day with a dark and a cloudy sky. Our friends were standing on the quay and the women sit and cry. As we were young and up for fun with wits that we could find, I'll lift your glass and drink a toast to the girl we leave behind. Oh, Penny dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours for rain from Australia round the horn. Oh, Penny dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours for rain. For West Australia round the horn. Brother Jack was a sailor man aboard the Black Ball Line. He jumped the ship in Albany and now he's doing fine. The letter lads he wrote to us has come and join me here. So we're off to Albany in the morn without a doubt or fear. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship the hours parade for Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship the hours parade for West Australia round the horn. Jack's a farm near Albany with livestock by the score. He says the trees that touch the sky can carry, so we're told. And sailing ships arrive each day with diggers off for gold. And 100 whales are plainly seen to frolic in the sun. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for West Australia round the horn. Now we're underway, me boys, the ship bell loudly sounds. The quay is now well out of sight and we're seaward bound. And as we're rounding passage west, the good ship gets no sail. A parting glance to Erin's Isle from the swinging ship deck rail. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for West Australia round the horn. On a windy day with a dark and a cloudy sky, their friends were standing on the quay and the women sit and cry. As they were young enough for fun with which that they could find, I'll lift your glass and drink a toast to the girls they leave behind. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for West Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for Australia round the horn. Oh, Paddy dear, drink up your beer, we're leaving in the morn. On board a ship, the hours parade for West Australia round the horn.
That's the Albany Immigrants from the Rocky River Bush Band. I don't know whether they still exist. They lost one of their leading lights a few years ago, Peter Thornton, lovely man, but he's not around anymore. And that album has been around for a long time. It's called Sea Boots and Swags. The Albany Immigrants was the song, and before that, a little bit of music called The Willow and the Waratah, but only about 30 seconds of it leading into The Albany Immigrants, which included bits of another tune called The Rights of Man. Another good one to play. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
little fishes, I know what they've done to your bed. Pile of junk down below and the oil overhead. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. All the gulls overhead don't know which way to fly, since they've poisoned the air with the smoke in the sky. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. It's their industry's progress they're doing this harm. While the money rolls in, they'll sit back nice and calm. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. I've a baby at home and I'm thinking of her. What on earth will she breathe when they've killed all the air? Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. The sea and I'm going ashore. All the songs I sing will say, do this no more. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry. Yo-ho, little fishes, don't cry, don't cry.
Home Rule from Gulgong, and a song that Bob Campbell wrote, or the words anyway. I don't know that he wrote the tune. A little fish. You're listening to Come All Ye. This is Du Temps Antin from Quebec.
Du Temps. Thank you.
so much energy. That's the trio, Dutompe's Entente. Yeah, that's better. Dutompe's Entente from Quebec. They are André Brunet, wonderful fiddle player, a wonderful accordion player, Pierre-Luc Dupuis, and Eric Baudry, a great singer and good guitarist as well. And that's it. They're just the three of them, and they're wonderful. And some of them have feet as well. We heard Real Aroma, as in a Roma, two words, Real Ancel and Real du Lac Belle. Yes, from a lovely album called Les Habits du Papier. Another one now from the featured album, which is the self-titled album by a group called Gadan, G-A-D-A-N. I'm not even sure how to pronounce it because they don't really say very much about themselves. Very modest. This is an English song, so they take their repertoire from all over the place. Already heard an Appalachian one and an original instrumental. This is English.
Shoes from gravel. Still I see Bonnie boys, Bonnie mad boys, bedlam boys are Bonnie. For they all go bare and they leave by the ear and they wanna drink no money. I went out to Sandy's kitchen for to bag me food one morning. There I got souls vibing hot on the speed of turning. Still I see Bonnie boys, Bonnie mad boys, bedlam boys are Bonnie. For they all go bare and they leave by the ear and they wanna drink. Myself was brought to giants and the bag of long life carries. For to got my spice for chill and tights with which to feed the fairies. Still I see money boys, money men boys, meddling boys are party. For they all go there and they leave by the end and they want to drink their money. Spirits white as lightning, shall all my troubles guide me. The moon will quake and the stars will shake, will never despise me. Still I see money boys, money men boys, meddling boys are party. For they all go there and they leave by the end and they want to drink their money. The whole new demon louder. Still I sing bunny boys, bunny man boys, bedroom boys are bunny. For they all go bare and they leave by the ear and they wanna drink no money.
Bedlam Boys from Gadan, the featured album today. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Community Radio in the central west of New South Wales. A track now from the Stairwell Sisters. Evie Layden, Martha Hawthorne, Sue Sandlin, Lisa Berman and Stephanie Prausnitz. They play all sorts of different instruments. Some of them write songs, but mostly it's old-timey music. This isn't. This is Dylan.
Says I, my country calls, well, let it call. I grins politely and declines with thanks. Go, let 'em plaster every blighted wall. Is one they won't stampede into the ranks. Them politicians with their greasy ways, them empire grabbers, fight for them, no fear. I've seen this mess a-coming from the days of Algeciras and Agadir. I felt my passions rise and swell, but what the hell, Bill, what the hell? Says I, my country, mine, I likes their cheek. Me mud bespattered by the cars they drive. What makes me measly 30 bob a week and sweats red blood to keep myself alive? Fight for the right to slave that they might spend them in their mansions, me here in me slum. No, let 'em fight what's something to defend, but me, I've nothing, let the Kaiser come. And so I cusses hard and well, but what the hell, Bill, what the hell? Says I, if they would do the decent thing and shield the misses and the little uns, then even I might shout, God save the king, and take me chances with them hungry guns. But we've got three, another on the way. It's that what makes me scowl and set me jaw. The wife and nippers, what of them I say? If I gets knocked out in this blasted war, gets proper busted by a shell, but what the hell, Bill, what the hell? Oh, what the hell's the use of all this talk? Today some boys in blue was passing me, and some of them they had no legs to walk, and some of them they had no eyes to see. And, well, I couldn't look 'em in the face, and so I'm going to declare I'm under 41 and take me place to face the music with the lads out there. A fool, you say? Well, perhaps you're right. I'll get no peace until I fight. I've ceased to think. I only know I've gotta go, Bill, gotta go.
That singer is Ian Robb. Despite his accent, he lives in Canada these days. And that was The Volunteer, which was a poem written by wonderful Scots-Canadian poet Robert W. Service. Poem about the dilemma faced by a family man who's shamed into volunteering to fight in the First World War, a war he doesn't believe in. Put to music by David Parry, another Canadian musician. Powerful song. Another one from the featured album. This is an instrumental. It's called The Turning Tide. You might recognise it.
Thank you.
pressing all the men. Oh dear, hinny, what'll we do then? Here's the tender coming off a chilled spar. Here's the tender coming full of men of war. Here's the tender coming stealing of me, dear. Oh dear, lad, they'll ship you out of here. They'll ship you foreign, that is what it means. Here's the tender coming full of red marines. Hey, bonnie lassie, let's go into the lore and see the tender lying off a chilled bar. With her colours flying and her anchor at the bow, they've taken me bonnie Shields bar. Here's the tender coming, full of men of war. Where hast thou been?
Thank you.
Sensitive rendition there of two songs to do with press gangs. Here's The Tender Coming and Captain Bova. That track crops up on an album called Strange But True by Catherine Tickell, who's a multi-instrumentalist from the Northumbrian region of England, Tyneside. On that track, we heard her doing a bit of backing vocals and plucking away at a viola. But leading the charge was Corinna Hewitt, most of the singing and playing harp. Nice track, I like that one. Don't play it very often, but it quite appeals to me. I play other tracks from that album sometimes, but haven't played that one for ages. Come All Ye is the program. Bruce Cameron is my name, and I'm with you for another little while before we close up shop today. You might like a cup of tea, but you need to be specific, particularly if you have a guest by the name of Enda Kenny, because there are certain teas he likes and one he does not.
Is it perfume? Is it tea? Whatever it is, it does nothing for me. Should I drink it or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it from the house of Lipton or Chanel? I only want a cup of tea, not this stuff you've given me. If you think I'm going to drink it, go to help me, someone. Call a doctor, call a nurse, call an ambulance, I'm poisoned and I think it's getting worse. I only wanted a cup of tea, but I fear that my last mouthful will be the death of me. It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. To my mind it is more toilette than eau. If you want to spoil your day, add the oil of Earl Grey. I'm reliably informed it's bergamot. What a mouthful. Is it perfume? Is it wee? Whatever it's supposed to be, it doesn't taste like tea. Should I drink it or dab it on? Can I swap it for a coffee? Or has all the water gone? It is hot, it is wet, it is eau de toilette. Is it Twinings, is it Tetley? Let me see. Go ahead, make my day, but please don't make me drink Earl Grey. All I want is a proper cup of tea. Thank you.
Song by Kate Rusby and sung there by Anne Magheny, a member of the Irish group Gwicha. Before Bring Me a Boat, we heard a set of tunes they call The Wing Commander. Three tunes: Donald McKenzie's, composed by Phil Cunningham, Palmer's Gate by Joe Liddy, and Beautiful Gawtry, a Tommy Peoples composition. Nice set of reels. Gwicha, they've been on the program quite often in the last year or two, and I like them. So Bring Me a Boat. The next song has a nautical connection as well, but it also has a stronger Bathurst connection. Bathurst is where I'm sitting right now. 2MCE broadcasts from Bathurst and Orange. This song was collected from a woman who lived out of Bathurst, Mrs. Susan Colley. A lot of songs were collected from Mrs. Colley, and this one is called The Rover's Bride. It's a rather melodramatic story where a husband drowns at sea or dies unexpectedly in some other way, and the wife views the body and then dies from grief. So there's similarities with many older British songs. It comes to us from Alan Musgrove with Bob McGuinness and a bunch of others. The album is called Songs They Used to Sing, a panorama of Australian folk song. Alan writes, it was remarkable that Mrs. Colley learned this and several other nautical songs from her father. It's curious that he should have sea songs in his repertoire because he was born at Bathurst and lived all his life there, never seeing the ocean. And Bathurst is a fair way from the salt water. So here's The Rover's Bride from Alan Musgrove.
If you love me, come furl your sails, draw up your boat on shore, and tell me tales of midnight gales, and tempt their might no more. Oh, stay, she whispered, stay with me, fear not the rover cry. Yon barge will be a prize for thee, I'll seize it for my bride. Unceasingly from morning light she prayed upon her knees. All through the night the sound of fight was borne upon the breeze. struggle to the last. The morning came, it brought despair. The rover's boat was gone. She rent her hair, the barge was there, triumphant and alone. She sought the shore, she braved the storm. A corpse lay by her side. She strove to warm the rover's form, then kissed his lips and died.
Not to be recommended, that driving technique, 90 miles an hour, from the Foghorn String Band. The album is called Devil in the Street. Thank you for your attendance today. That's about it from Come All Ye. I'll leave you with one final instrumental from the featured album. Once again, the album is called Gadan, G-A-D-A-N, by a group of the same name, from places unknown, but possibly from northern Italy. Andrea Verga, Jacopo Ventura, John Gatti and Lorenzo Testa are the band, and they're very good. And this is called Limestone Rock. I'll talk to you next time. Bye. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM Community Radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.